End of the day, the tow away. Monday night, I'm sure my wife's bought.
So at least they're ready to question one. I say something. Yesterday we spoke about someone's finished having a shoe. He's folded up his tatters, they want to bring it home with him. Can he take his tatters home with him on Shabbos? Obviously, there's an area in town. Is he allowed to bring his tatters back home with him? He's not leaving the shoe, he wants to take it home. Is he allowed to do it? So we spoke about, we were busy with this Yom Tov, about carrying on Yom Tov. But carrying on Yom Tov is much worse, you know, because especially the Erev might not hold all. But you know, we're talking on Yom Tov, the whole Shai is about carrying. Here we're not talking about carrying now. Here, if you've got an Erev in town, there's no problem carrying. It's like carrying the house. The only problem is there a problem Hachona? That was the question. So we said yesterday that from the Aruch HaShabbos, a very big Kiddush actually what he says, the Aruch HaShabbos, and someone said to me, which is a good point, right? I don't know why we didn't think about this yesterday. In Kuf, where is it? Kuf Ayin. Yeah, that's the Shaila. Can you do it? So here it says the Aruch HaShabbos. Okay, let's see. Sorry, it's here somewhere. Mutar l'hakas the talis of a siddur l'beis. A person can bring back his siddur or his talis back home after davening. Where is the Eruv? Where is the Eruv? I've shayin and ostri shabbos from Shabbos. That means even though he's not going to use it on Shabbos anymore. He doesn't intend to use it. I mean, if he intends to use it, there's no shayla. I mean, that's posh, yeah? If he intends to use it. The shayla is he doesn't intend to use it. Is he allowed to bring his talis back home? And his siddur back home? So he says, so the Aruch HaShabbos says you're allowed to. Ve'ein zeh beketa hachonim Shabbos l'choil. It's not called hachonim Shabbos l'choil. Ela harizeh kamachzeh chevre sheshanach v'olim kove. That is its natural place. Home is where your talis is kept normally. So if that's where it's normally kept, and so we compared it to the mosh, let's say if someone's finished his shalashudas, he wants to put the butter back in the fridge, or the peanut butter back in the thing. That's its normal place. That's not called hachonah. To put something back in its right place, where it normally belongs, is not called hachonah. So I sent this over to someone today, and he's quite right actually. Well, this guy might leave his talis every week in shul normally. So then it might be taka no good. It's taka good point. If you taka leave the talis always there in shul.
Yes, so why
is he I'll tell you why he's staying home. Yeah, he wants to save himself. Yeah, why is he staying home? He's staying home because he wants to have it at home. That's the moshi wants to go to the shul tomorrow morning. It saves him going back to this shul. So the choir, that's a good time actually. If a person normally brings it home, that's what he normally does. Then the choir, that's okay. Sorry?
Take it home.
But if that's not what he normally does, normally it's a good point. I don't know why this brings up the Aruch HaShabbos actually. But he says the choir is talking about that. That's normal. We saw yesterday. No, I won't agree with this. That's what I'm saying. That's what he says. It's a normal thing to do, but you have to be careful because that's what he asked. Aruch HaShabbos still has his kasha. And why can't you say you can wash up all your dishes? A normal person, often also, they finish eating, they wash up the dishes straight away. What? You don't, it's not new. What? That's a major action. Washing dishes is a major action. That's not handsome. What we spoke about yesterday was also interesting. Let's say this is a good shayla. I once said this many years ago from a guy in Duna. He said someone asked him once a question. Shabbos morning, you invite him up for Shabbos lunch. So you go from shul with your tallis to eat by someone. Well, actually, take your tallis off, you have the meal, 2 hours goes past, ready to go home. So for us, two shayla now. First of all, can you carry your tallis back home now from there?
Take it home, so
have you got this heter? Oh, so if you normally take it home, you're relying on this heter over here, you normally take it home, that would be a heter. If let's say you don't normally take it home, so now the shy, the only way to get around this problem is to wear it as a malbush. The question is, do you make a new broch now? So that's an interesting question to ask.
What about taking it off, then you're going to put it back on?
Oh, that's also an interesting point, but I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even if you intend to take it off, you've got a long time, I think 2 or 3 hours, I think he says.
You go to the bathroom, things like, you know, you're putting on again, so you don't.
Yeah. But let's say someone goes for a long break, the moshe. He goes for a long break. He goes to sleep for 2 hours, let's say 3 hours. But?
Shabbos is not a Rosh Hashanah, let's say you go home to make kiddush. Oh, I'm going to say.
Yeah, half an hour. So I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav says up to 2 or 3 hours is okay. As far as I remember. But then it could be, once you've got such a long hefzer, then it could be you have to make a new bra. It's like interesting, that taka. So that could well be you have to make a new bra. Actually, it's very interesting, the Aruch HaShavuot. He carries on with the Moed Yachidish, actually, Aruch HaShavuot at the bottom. Or with times there, I wondered about this, actually. I always add this aura. Or with times there, nearer, Gam Shemir, Glossim Simonei Abasefer. Let's say I'm reading a book on safe on Shabbos. The master, I finished the safer, look over here. So I put my bookmark over here, close it, put it back in the shelf. Is that allowed? Well, that bookmark is for tomorrow. When I open up my safer tomorrow morning, I should be able to find it straight away. What?
You're putting it back in its place. The bookmark
is I'm not talking about the safer. The safer, let's say you put back the bookmark. I'm talking about a bookmark. Can I finish learning? I finished learning. It's very interesting horror ways of the travel. I finished learning. Now, I want to put my bookmark over here. Put my safer back in. So, safer back is so normal. What? Yeah, I know I'm not going to. I'm not using that safer again. Yeah, it's right. That's also an important point in our corner. That any time there's a possibility you might use it today, there's a problem, our corner. But I know the safer. What?
It always is the safer.
What?
Then
possibly might use it. No, let's say I'm going to shul now, I'm going to Maariv. I put the safer back, I'll tell it before Maariv. Let's say I put it back, put the barker in, I'm going to shul now.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that? I'm not going to use the safer, I'm going to shul. I'm not intending to stay there, I'm intending to go to shul. Sorry? This is the Aruch HaShabbos. He's going with this ball. That's a normal thing to do. That's not actually part of it. It's a normal thing to do. It's not a major tirchah. It's a normal thing to do. That's what I want to say. It's a very small action. That's the end of his learning. That, even though it's for tomorrow, easier. But that's the whole point. It's a simple action which is normal to do. We don't look at it as an act of achon. It's a very chiddush, actually. He brings a raya from Mishnah Berurah. I'm not 100% sure of the raya. The raya brings from Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that when the person finishes learning on Shabbos, he mustn't put wax on that area because of mamachik as a sign. He's medayik. The whole problem is that's mamachik. But vice versa, the actual achon element, there's no problem.
So why is it making your bed worse?
Why what?
Why is it making your bed worse?
Why making?
Of
course, that's much more of a meister. That's much more of an action. That's very dachistic what it is. Washing, I'm sure it's not much of a meister, really. It's very hard to get a hagdora of what's called a meister kala and what's called a meister chomo. Yeah, they're right. It's very hard to do this. What's the hagdora? He's asking why it's making a bed.
It's a big thing that's made a bed.
No, the first one I say is that after the bed, it's just spreading the top layer over. It's not, that's what you're talking about, Mr. Donner. Yeah, not talking about the whole bed.
If you're going automatically, you have to undo it.
I don't have to undo a chon. If someone did my understanding, you have to undo it. It's like interesting. You have to know what's called a maisa kal and what's called a maisa chom. I don't know. It's like interesting. I'm not sure. So that's what we said yesterday, more or less. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Today, also very, very interesting over here. Let's see if we can find it. what we do today, we do. Toss on the test. Oh, this is an interesting Shabbos, actually. It's Moedit. So, the Shabbos carries on now. What happens is, I'm going out on Shabbos afternoon. Let's say I use the Erev, yeah? So, the Moshe, I go out my house, I put my key, I turn the key in the lock, put it in my pocket, and I'm going to my friend, Shalosh Shabbos. Next time I need that key is when I come home, I'm watching Shabbos.
You
may
come back in.
Very unlikely. He's asking maybe I need the key. It's his case over here, the Aruch HaShabbos case over here, is I get to base of a Shabbos Achat Sarayim. Someone's going out in his house after the afternoon, but that's a lack of Moshe Shabbos. He only intends to come back Moshe Shabbos. Yeah, so you're simply saying, look, he might have forgotten something. Okay, he knows he's got everything else part. He doesn't know he's forgotten. He's got his jacket, he doesn't need him. What do you need? That's what he says. He says, I'm only actually, what you say. So he says, I'm only of all the Aruch HaShabbos. Listen carefully, my friends. What? The Aruch HaShabbos, I don't understand, Lamosha, he goes out of the house, he locks the door of the house. Now, what's normal when you lock the door of a house? Where do you put the key?
In your pocket.
It's normal, it's a normal action. That's the place where it belongs. See, time is nothing wrong with doing that.
Yeah, you've got a key to lock your stuff, you've just got to yell.
Yes, that's much worse than. Because that carries on. If you don't need to lock the door, then it's tucker, an interesting point that could be a problem. Yeah, if you don't need to lock the door, you've got
keys on the
key ring. You've got a key in your pocket when you come home, but you don't, when you go out of the house, you don't need to lock it. Like this is a year lock. So you just shut the door and the door locks by itself. Like that, what? No, you've got a key in your pocket. You want a key in your pocket to open it when you come back about the Shabbos. Maybe you can't go, just leave the key somewhere else.
It's in this right place, again. What? The key's in this right place. Where do you keep this key? Always in your pocket.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't. That's if you do not have a master on shelf and used it, then you can say it must not get back to the right place. If you're not using it now at all these times, that's much worse.
It's
a nice interesting horror, this actually. The time is the master. What happens is you put your keys in your pocket, and then actually having used it at all, so you can't say it's a natural place now because you're not using it. It's going for later. As much as you're intending to take the key out. That is the heter, my friend. You like this heter. That is a heter for Hilchos Shabbos. That Hotzor is a special heter. I don't know if that works right across the board. He said, not Svora. He said, bangers. The Maestro, in Hilchos Shabbos, we find the Svora that the person is nervous. Yeah, he's saying the person is nervous on Hilchos Shabbos. Ramor says that if a person's got an expensive jewellery, which he doesn't want to leave in his hotel room, so he doesn't really need it on Yom Tov, but he's scared to leave in his hotel room. He won't go out of the house, he won't go out of his hotel room on Yom Tov. Says the Ramah, oh, we lay in cat in his pocket. He's got no tzarich of Yom Tov at all. Yeah, it's much better. Because it's like carrying a house. Can you put the pocket in the jewelry?
The key.
No, but now you're doing it for lots of Shabbos. Now you're doing it for lots of Shabbos. That's a Shabbos. So it's very interesting. He tells, read out what he says over here. He's got the key in the house. Once he's locked the door of his house, the natural place of the key is to be in his pocket. Then a lodness and see on the kiss come out of. We don't look at it as though do our honor in his pocket, because that's his natural place. It's not so posh, he wants to say at the bottom of it, it's not posh what he says. He wants to say, if it's not clear why you're doing it, some people say there's no isachon, it's a chiddush actually. If it's not nikkur what you're doing it for, even though you know why you're doing it, I mean, when I take, let me explain what I mean. Let's say you're watching me, right? So you see, you put my key in my pocket in my house, and I close the door and I walk out. Now, when you look at me, do you think I'm doing achana? No. You know, as far as you're concerned, I might come back in 10 minutes' time. So if the onlooker doesn't see this, some people say in achana, if it's a meister kal, it's a very light action what you're doing, and it's not recognizable for other people what you're doing, it's a chedishis, then there's no issue of achana. Dodge. I'm saying it's far better than what you talk. What?
My sword better.
What's yours for?
I may want to go to the toilet. I don't have it again.
You just been to the toilet.
I didn't go yet.
You just been. I'm saying you just been.
I need to get tissues. I know that. I'm hating that. I need to get tissues.
It has to make a bit of sense.
You just go. It's raining. I'm going to go. It could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, good rabbi, this one.
Huh?
You'd be a good rabbi. Yeah, I hear what he's saying. He's telling the mice you don't know you don't need it. I mean, that's the next halacha, actually. I must tell you, the next halacha, Mamashi says, is to take out the godim with the Tzorech Shabbos. Also, interesting, Shaila. I used to raise her with Shabbos, Akat Sarayim. Again, same Shaila. He wants to come back to Shabbos. Now, he wants to take with him, okay, when he got Erev, he's closed that he needs a Matzah Shabbos. Let's say he's got a green shirt. He's going to, on a Matzah Shabbos, what do you call it? He wants to go somewhere and he needs a green shirt. Now, he's not going to wear it on Shabbos. He knows himself. Even Simcha wouldn't wear that on Shabbos, no? So it's dodgy, a green shirt. He wouldn't wear the green shirt. He wants to take it. He needs it for Matzah Shabbos. Is he allowed to take it with him now on Shabbos afternoon? So he says like this. He's talking about pyjamas. That's it. Can you take your pyjamas with you? So he's not going to get dressed with pajamas now. So he says like this. In yes, Sopik, so he's stuck in the shoulder against the Kodesh. That means he's going to his parents-in-law, and he takes pajamas with him. Now, if there's a possibility, let's say if it's for the children, right? So a possibility, he might undress the children while it's still Shabbos and use it on Shabbos. There's no shayla. That's posh, that's mutter. No shayla whatsoever. That just says claw, that's mutter. In borrowed loy, let's say he takes his own pajamas. Now, it's 9 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock in the night time. And he takes his own pyjamas, he's going to Shreya's house. Now, he's not going to go to bed before Dunne Mann and making a dollar. So it's Cloy doesn't need it now. On that, he says, in Borrow, Lush, 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 Beggars, Ever, Shouts, Nick, Himself, Atsmoy. So he says, again, it depends. If the onlooker can't know what he's doing it for, maybe then there's a justification. It's not poshut.
If an onlooker sees you taking your talisman after the Muslim from Shabbos, he knows you're not going to wear it together.
But that's the heter, because that's his natural place. Again, when you're coming to the heter of it,
if you're worried about Marasayan,
I'm saying the Marasayan is when you're doing a Maaseh for after Shabbos, it's not Nick you're doing it for. If a person is returning something to its natural place, they don't have to worry about Marasayan. It's an interesting story, it's right. It's very interesting story, it's how it works. I'm saying, Hachonis looks like it's a very, very thin divide.
If you walk somebody nice in the evening with a pair of
pyjamas
in his hand, you realise, why is he wearing pyjamas? Taking pyjamas,
because
somewhere to stay, to sleep,
he's before 11 o'clock, yeah? He knows he's going for after Shabbos, he's not going to need it now.
If you see walking, somebody's 9 o'clock, not pushing the Shkia. You see somebody
in
Shabbos walking with a pair of pyjamas in his hand.
Yeah.
You know,
a man, an adult. I know he's not going to go to sleep now.
Yeah. No, but you know, he's going to use it in 2 hours' time.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. That's the whole is problematic.
And
that
is really bad advice.
I'm saying, Lamosha, let's say for a child, for example, that's much better. A child is much better because you know it might be used straight away. That's a way you've got around it. If it could be seen what's being done, I say once you mind, it's a very interesting story. I must say it's interesting. I mean, someone asked me a long time ago, actually, a very interesting story this as well, actually. He wants to know, can he get his children dressed in pyjamas before Nacht so they go straight to bed after that?
Yes.
Now, what he's doing there is mummy to save himself time.
He wants to go to bed now.
It's interesting. I'm saying it's an interesting story. This he ties as well. He said, if it's normal, let's say for a child to be in pyjamas 20 minutes, half an hour before he goes to bed, it's not going to be a problem. Yeah, that's tucker, all right. That's normal. But if the tucker, the child gets undressed and goes to sleep, that's a normal thing of doing it. Then that's not so posh. It. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. I must say, it's very, very interesting exactly how all this works. What exactly how Dorav Achon is. Again, what we said today, he said a big chiddush actually. The main chiddush today over here was with a key in your pocket. Person goes out of his house. And he wants to lock the door, but he knows, as far as he's concerned, he's not coming back. It's not like simply, he's just blown his nose, he's just been to the toilet, so none of this is going to happen. He's just had a drink. Yeah.
Can I double mark the other end of town?
Someone asked that question today, it's a good question. You hear what he's asking? It's a very good question, it's actually. Yeah.
You're
allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Why is that not a What?
You can't do melacha
elitzel. What melacha? But you're walking all the way to the end of town.
Walk all the way.
You're walking all the way to town. You know what you're doing it for.
It's
not a nicker. Someone says it's kasha. I forgot the terrace. Someone might ask the kasha there. I saw it. I can't remember the answers. But I was happy. You hear the kasha? It's a very good kasha. I have to remember the kasha. Very good kasha. I saw this kasha being asked today. Okay, everybody, so we're going to stop there.
That's okay. Yeah, we're okay.